This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grand Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Layla Rahimi in for Mully this morning, and we go out to Arizona where Brad Biggs joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. Hey, Brad.
Morning, gang. What's going on?
Well, we're doing okay here. We know you're out at the owners' meetings. We know that later today Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy will meet the media. This has become a huge off-season event for NFL media. Looking forward to that. But I want to begin with complimenting you. Nice hustle getting out to Arizona and going away from the pack a little bit and finding Bobby Massey working out at LaCharles Bentley's O-Line Performance Center and talking to Bobby Massey for the first time about his decision to re-up with the Bears rather than enter free agency. And I think what it does, Brad, as much as anything, is it reflects just how much people want to be part of this, and he could have probably tested the open market, but he said, hey, why do that? He's happy here.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Massey was less than 2 months away from being an unrestricted free agent, so there was no longer any risk. You know, sometimes you'll see a guy do a contract extension in November or December of the last year of his contract, and he's really close to the finish line then. There's four games left. There's six games left in the season, and a guy will do an extension, and one of the reasons given is, well, you know, you never know if he goes out this next Sunday and suffers an injury. Well, Bobby had exhausted all of the risk on his part. He, you know, finished the season healthy, all that, and went ahead and did the deal early. And that's what makes it rather unusual that he would re-sign early. There's no question he left some money on the table. Even the Bears probably, I would imagine, would have paid him a little bit more, certainly as it got much closer to March 13th, the start of free agency. But they prioritized bringing him back. They came up with an offer that he felt was fair and made him happy, and he didn't want to entertain the idea of going to play for any of the other 31 teams, so the deal made sense for Bobby Massey in January, and he got it done. You know, he hadn't talked about it since, so went and found him, and he's a guy that works throughout the entire off-season, and that's sort of one of the things that makes him popular in the building for the Bears is, you know, Bobby doesn't tell other guys how to do their job or what to do. He just, you know, goes to work, and he's sort of a tone setter, particularly for the offensive line room. And so it was important for the Bears to be able to bring him back. And they're not going to sign another player to a larger contract this year than Bobby Massey.
Brad, speaking of guys who could end up staying with this team, even though the free agent process is happening, what's the word on Aaron Lynch? Is there a likelihood that he stays with the Bears at all?
I don't know if likelihood's the word I'd use. He's made multiple visits to other teams. He was linked to the Colts just before they signed Justin Houston off the open market. I was told before free agency started that Lynch was looking for, you know, something in the neighborhood of $5 million a year, which would be about double what he made last year for the Bears. So that might take him a while to find that. And truthfully, I don't know if that offer's out there for him. Of course, if that information's accurate, but he'll land. There's still some veteran guys that get after the quarterback a little bit that are on the street. And I'm sure it's a situation where the Bears have a price in mind. I think they would like to have him back. And certainly that's one of those spots right now that they still need to address, a guy to play in a rotation at that position. But, you know, we'll have to see, because there's still enough, I think, experienced guys similar to him that are available that you don't need to jump and probably go meet a player's price right now to feel like you've got that guy that's going to come in and play, you know, a third of the snaps for you.
Joined by Brad Biggs on Mullay and Haw with Laidlaw Rahimi sitting in for Mullay. And Brad, we're going to hear from Ryan Pace later today. It'll be the first opportunity he has to explain why the Bears approached Khalil Mack about restructuring his deal, even though it wasn't necessarily anything you're taking away. In fact, probably giving him more money up front. But what do you expect to hear from Pace later today?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to talk to him about going through an offseason now where they haven't had to be super active in free agency. You know, this is the first time that the Bears have been rather reserved, I think is probably the best word to describe it, throughout this whole process. You know, when originally came in, they had holes all over the roster. And, you know, a year ago they had a ton of things they wanted to change for the new head coach, Matt Nagy. So I'm just, you know, interested to talk to him about the difference, where he's at now, what his thoughts are, because you always, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And so they've made some moves, and I'm sure they feel good about him. But, yeah, the salary cap, the moves they've made, other moves that they have ahead, it's because this is going to be a fascinating year for him. You know, sustained success is what everybody aims for in the NFL. And I don't know that 2 years in a row would qualify as sustained, but you're certainly headed in that direction. And so, you know, how confident are the Bears that they can achieve that, and what other steps need to be taken in order to head down that path?
Yeah, that's where I sit with this, is the Bears don't have a lot of needs, but they can definitely improve. You think about edge rusher, you think about whether or not they end up trading Jordan Howard, obviously the kicking spot. What do you think is the biggest need for this team?
Well, they need to find a rusher that can work in the rotation. I think they're going to draft a running back. I don't know that they can trade Jordan Howard. They've called around the league. They've talked to people about trading him. I wrote in my mailbag a while back that, you know, Jordan Howard's value perhaps is such that they would have to include a draft pick with Jordan Howard to get a slightly better draft pick in return. I talked to a guy yesterday here, and he didn't seem to think that Howard would have, you know, much value at all. And it'll be interesting to see, because I tend to doubt that Howard would be on the roster at the start of the season, but you certainly can't rule that out at this point. They've still got to draft a running back. That still has to happen, and you don't know how the draft is going to unfold to feel like the guy really is the odd man out at that position group on the roster right now. You know, the kicker issue certainly remains one to follow closely for the Bears right now. But, yeah, the roster as a whole is starting to look good. I think they could use some depth at cornerback. You know, last year they got into a situation where they're putting an undrafted rookie in Kevin Tolliver on the field, and he did okay in limited action. But, you know, most generally you want to have a little more cover at that position where, you know, the next man up isn't necessarily an undrafted rookie, because that can be dangerous. So a few moves to be made. Certainly, they're always going to be making moves, but I think Bears fans have to feel really good about the fact that they're not going to have a slew of new players that they have to learn about, that they've got a core group back that won 12 games and is coming off the division crown.
Quickly, before we let you go, Brad, the big news yesterday was the Bears and the Packers, their season opener to open the 2019 season will also be the NFL's season opener, and that was announced and made official. Virginia McCaskey is there promoting the 100-year anniversary. Charles Tillman is talking and promoting a lot of events surrounding it. Is there, how palpable is the increased Bears presence at this year's owners' meetings compared to past seasons after a 12-4 year?
Yeah, well, it's huge. You know, it's huge. And the Bears are a tie-in for the 100th-year celebration of the National Football League because it's a cornerstone franchise in the league. So, they're planning events across the country. It'll be interesting to see, how these things unfold, because when the NFL puts on an event, they usually do it pretty well. They did the draft well in Chicago. The draft has been a success. When it's gone to Philadelphia and Dallas, it'll be in Nashville this year. You know, when the NFL decides it wants to expand and do that kind of thing, it's usually pretty impressive. So with the league taking a full season to celebrate, 100 years of the National Football League, I think fans across the country will find, plenty of stuff that's entertaining. And the Bears, with so much deep history woven throughout the backbone of the league, it'll be really fun for Bears fans.
Great stuff, Biggs. Appreciate it, Brad.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune joining Molly and Haw out in Arizona at the NFL owners' meetings, where Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy will meet the media.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.